This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Cooler weather has helped fire crews make progress on the small wildfire that's been burning near the Twin Lakes Reservoir. Firefighters have contained nearly the entire perimeter. The fire has burned more than 1 square mile. Those lower temperatures, lower humidity, and rainstorms have helped, and some recreation sites on Forest Service land have now reopened. Investigators say the wildfire was likely started by an abandoned campfire. The head of Aurora's VA hospital says they're hoping to get surgeries there fully back up and running soon after an equipment problem. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
About a month ago, the VA halted surgeries after discovering a black plastic residue from a machine used to sterilize surgical equipment. Interim Director Amir Faruqi says they've had experts, including from the company that makes it, trying to figure it out. They believe the issue may be a piece inside.
Maybe something rubbing against something in some way, and that's what's causing the residue. The residue is visible to the naked eye, and that's how our staff were able to identify it.
Out of caution, officials have rescheduled hundreds of procedures, with some patients being treated at other facilities. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
The Drug Enforcement Administration says it has seized more than 500,000 fake fentanyl pills in Colorado earlier this month. Officials say that represents more than 20% of all fentanyl seizures in the state last year. This month's seizures came over 7 days in 3 different actions. One of the oldest Chicano theater companies in the U.S. has acquired a nearby building, expanding its cultural campus in Denver's Santa Fe Arts District. Funded by local foundations, the space will house Su Teatro's Cultural Arts Education and Leadership Institute. It will provide additional space for rehearsals, receptions, and offices, and expand the space available for community use. Denver and Colorado Springs have highs today close to 90. Tomorrow, it's highs in the 90s. This is CPR News and KRCC.